Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first of four nights of celebrating the Republican Party and its nominee, President Trump, for re-election in the record books now among several speakers. Former football star Herschel Walker took offense about anyone suggesting that President Trump is a racist.
He shows how much he cares about social justice in the black community through his actions. And his action speaks louder than stickers or slogans on a jersey.
Officials say fire conditions in Northern California could get a lot worse today. Already not good, with hundreds of fires breaking out in recent days. The region will be seeing temperatures now in the 90s, erratic winds of up to 65 miles an hour, and thunderstorms that could produce more dry lightning, especially early today. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tropical Storm Marco is weakening as it affects the Texas area, but Tropical Storm Laura is expected to become a hurricane today. It did enter the Gulf of Mexico last night, and it's forecast to make landfall probably in Louisiana as early as Wednesday. Tomorrow, it could be a Category 2 or 3 storm by the time it reaches the Gulf Coast. Hurricane watches are already out from Galveston, Texas, to near Morgan City, Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center says Laura could bring roughly a foot of rain to parts of the Gulf Coast tomorrow through Saturday. Protesters still in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, some of them turning riotous as cars were set on fire last night. The crowds gathering in violation of a curfew order after a black man was shot by Kenosha police on Sunday, shot in the back as he was getting into a vehicle in front of a home. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People can expect to see President Trump's former attorney in Democratic advertisements against Trump during this election season. Michael Cohen will reportedly be featured in a series of ads for the Democratic group American Bridge, where he will tell voters that Trump, quote, can't be trusted. Additionally, Cohen is expected to tell Americans that they shouldn't believe a word he utters during the Republican National Convention. In video recording for the group, Cohen says Trump is going to stand up at the White House and blatantly lie to you more often than not. LeBron James voting rights group More Than a Vote is trying to help tackle the employee shortages at polls across America. The New York Times reports More Than a Vote is collaborating with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund to send poll workers to black communities in swing states like Florida, Ohio, and Michigan. The multimillion-dollar effort is also to help pay for advertising and a program encouraging employees to volunteer as poll workers. And actor Joaquin Phoenix teaming up with animal rights group PETA to encourage people across the nation to go vegan. You can go to the internet and find us online. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? No, of course you didn't. You know, we often do these things because they are hard. And no doubt they are hard. And we're dealing with a lot right now. No doubt we have another incident of police shooting of a black man. And it's just amazing. And you just wonder, you know, what is going on with our culture right now? We've got over 80 nights consecutive of buildings burned down in Portland, more riots taking place in other parts of our country as well, Chicago, New York. You know, it's just absolute lawlessness that's running amok. I want to bring on Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Jerry is the author of American Amnesia, the on-air host and senior producer for D. James Kennedy Ministries. Jerry, always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. And thank you for doing the great interview, which I haven't even seen yet, but I understand you did a great interview with my colleague at D. James Kennedy Ministries, and he said it was just fantastic. So
well, I'm happy to help. We were talking about media bias, and this is all part and parcel that's you know, colliding with the culture right now, Jerry, is that we've got to, you know, yes, we're praying, and we cannot grow weary in doing good. I mean, just though it may seem that maybe our prayers are not working, we're not seeing it the way God's seeing it, are we?
No, and I would say, you know, as far as prayers are concerned, I mean, obviously, there's factors to be taken into consideration. I mean, God promises, especially towards the healing of the nation and so forth, involves a predicate, and that predicate is that we repent and we turn from our wicked ways and then seek him. You know, then will he hear from heaven and heal our land and so forth. But right now, we certainly have a lack of repentance, and the part of the whole problem is we're basically reaping what we have sown.
Exactly.
We've allowed this Marxism to be taught in our schools virtually at every level, it seems, these days. Mm-hmm. And to me, the problem just seems to be getting worse when it comes to education. Have you noticed how in some of the attempts to reopen some of the schools, because the teachers don't want to be exposed to COVID-19, that's understandable, so they want to do the online instruction. Mm-hmm. And then some of these teachers are turning around and saying, oh, by the way, parents, don't you dare listen in to the instructions while we get your, you know, we teach your children. And that's so wrong-headed because the children belong to the parents.
Exactly.
The parents are the ones responsible for the children's education. I just wrote about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you'll be seeing it soon, all sorts of different outlets. But, you know, the idea that the teachers are responsible for the kids, not the parents, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the parents who have to pick up the pieces when the teachers do bad things. Not that, you know, I'm not trying to indict all teachers by any means, but there are some humanistic teachers who think they know better than the parents what the children should learn. And a lot of times what they're teaching is damnable lies.
Right.
And I say damnable in the real sense that, you know, people will be damned to hell for believing false things that push people away from Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of that in our
and that
today.
And that's the whole point.
Quite tragic.
That is the bottom line point, is either we're involved with an educational system that lifts Jesus up and godly principles, the principles that our nation began with. Either we do that or we don't. And this is where we are today. A nation, as you said, we're reaping what we've sown. We've turned our back on God, and, you know, decades ago, and here we are in the 21st century America, and we have riots in the streets for over 80 nights. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is out of control. I mean, can somebody not see this? But this is what happens, you know, as Ronald Reagan so appropriately said, that a nation who is not under God, who forsakes that position as being a nation under God, will soon be a nation gone under. And look where we are right now. We're knocking on that door.
It certainly seems like that. And quite frankly, you know, things could get worse before they get better. I just read an article that astounded me yesterday, just yesterday. There was a graduate student, but he's sort of like an associate teacher type of person with that kind of post. Mm-hmm. And he was writing about an article where he said, suppose you were allowed to go into sometime in the past, 2,000 years in the past. What would you do to somehow alter history? And he said, oh, that's easy. I would go and find Jesus Christ and slay him, kill him before he was baptized. In other words, before the ministry of Jesus, I would kill Jesus in order to, you know, cut off the whole Christian movement.
Yeah, him and Herod, right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's right. That's just like Herod tried to do. And but what's so amazing, I mean, this guy, I'll bet you if you talked to this guy and you said, you know, do you believe in being bigoted and biased and all those kinds of things? And I'm sure he probably would say, no, I think that's wrong to be in any way, you know, to have any kind of prejudice. And yet, here, this is a guy that's teaching future, you know, people. The man I'm talking about, by the way, is named Timothy Snedeker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a teaching assistant at the University of California, Santa Barbara. And as one man noted in writing this story about an article about this story, he said, suppose he had suggested the murder of Muhammad or Martin Luther King. Well, you can imagine, you know, he'd be looking elsewhere than, you know, teaching at the University
Living another
of
California, day.
Santa
exactly.
Barbara, where he's a socialist religion teacher, and he could advocate killing the most perfect man who ever lived. And, I mean, it's just amazing. What is the deal with these people? There's a real war against the natural order, but ultimately it's a war against God when you get down to it.
Exactly. And, we know how that comes up. And, you know, as people of faith who love and adore God, we can only sound the alarm, you know, for them, because God would not even want them to perish. But if they're so insistent on having it their way, eventually God will let them have it their way.
Yeah, and but the tragedy is that, you know, anybody that, you know, let's say your children go to that particular school, University of California, Santa Barbara, and you're going to be taught possibly by this guy. I remember an incident at a school where my daughter went to college, and this is a ridiculous assignment that this teacher gave. He said, take out a piece of paper, write on the piece of paper the name Jesus, then put the paper on the ground and go ahead and stomp on it. So in other words, stomp on Jesus.
Right.
I was like, well, first of all, this is so boneheaded. Why would people pay thousands and thousands of dollars to go to college to be taught some sort of stupid assignment like that? And again, if suppose he had said, write the name Muhammad and stomp on that. Well, that wouldn't be good anyway. I mean, come on. How about some respect and some
right?
But these people think they can somehow denigrate Jesus Christ and everything's fine. And they don't realize, I mean, the fellow who said that he would assassinate Jesus Christ, he has no idea.
Exactly. We've got about 10 seconds left here. We've got more from
experience because of Jesus.
Exactly. We've got more from Dr. Jerry Newcomb when we come back. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. Jerry Newcomb. He is the author of American Amnesia, the on-air host and senior producer for D. James Kennedy Ministries. Jerry, your book, American Amnesia, was so appropriate, and it's one that I highly recommend because almost like the RNC last night, you know, we started hearing people's stories of what their American experience is all about. And it's quite uplifting. And, you know, compared to what we saw in the previous week with the DNC, it was very dark and gloomy and desperate, where last night, you know, these positive stories, whether it was from Herschel Walker or Tim Scott, you know, the former governor of South Carolina, our ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, and what about those hostages? Here they were. I mean, some, you know, they were doomed for some sort of, you know, almost lifelong imprisonment in a foreign country. And, you know, we don't hear a lot about President Trump and his administration and what they've done, you know, directly to free. I think it's been over 50 hostages, you know, in his 3.5 years. So quite amazing.
Yeah, that is quite amazing. It's very, very different visions of what the future should be. Take another example, the McCloskeys.
Yes.
I was watching their little speech to the RNC, which is basically pre-recorded, and they're sitting on a sofa, and they're just looking at the camera. But for about 4.5 minutes, they're just telling their story and the fact that they were just trying to defend themselves in their homes, and rather than anybody who was out there harassing them, possibly even threatening them, because there has been violence in the streets.
Without a doubt.
Some of these protesters.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, they knocked down, they busted... And they busted up a gate to come into a secured, you know, residence.
Yeah, that's right. And then the prosecutor, who it's reported was funded by George Soros, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars for her campaign, Kim Gardner, she turned around and said, we're going to prosecute the McCloskeys because they were illegally, supposedly, you know, pointing guns at the people. And there's even reports that somebody had to modify within her office one of those guns in order to make that point more salient. I don't even understand, you know, I don't know the inner
Well, what they found out was the gun...
That's a felony.
Exactly. Well, what they found out, and I didn't know that if this was part of the story, but that the gun that Mrs. McCloskey had was put together, was misassembled, and the firing pin wasn't in there, that even if she went to, she couldn't have fired anything. The thing was inert.
Right. It was just a prop, in effect.
It turned out, you know, whether she realized it or not, but still, you know, thank God she didn't have to use it. And thank God, you know, he had an AR-15, and, you know, he didn't have to, because that crowd would have overwhelmed him, and they'd have been,
The district attorney of the St. Louis area, she turned around and charged them.
I know, insane.
Violating the law, because they were trying to protect themselves in their own homestead. You know, this is so interesting, because think about it, St. Louis, think Chicago is, you know, the major city in the next state over from St. Louis in Illinois, of course. And here the mayor of Chicago was like, you can't do this and you can't do that. We're not going to protect the statues. We're not going to protect even the, you know, the stores in, you know, on down Michigan Avenue, which were really tremendous. They're great stores, but now they've been looted and all those. You saw all this stuff.
Oh, sure.
And even the Ronald McDonald House, which is a charity house, was savagely, you know, people took things out of there and so forth, just stealing, lawlessness, looting.
Yes.
And so anyway, but the mayor, when the protesters, these quote-unquote peaceful protesters, came down her street, she had to have police, you know, monitoring her police. She's the mayor.
Exactly.
She's in charge.
This is the same mayor that said everybody's supposed to be quarantined, but she still gets to go get her hair done.
Yeah, go get her hair cut.
Yeah, I got to get my hair done because, you know, I am on TV all the time, remember? So you don't want me coming out, you know, with my hair all over the place.
She had cars towed away from going to church because if they were going to church, you know, she said, no, they can't have church, not during the COVID-19. These people are ruling things in a tyrannical way, but I thought that the fact that the McCloskeys, who, frankly, as I understand it, their politics have been liberal all these years,
right?
But the bottom line is they're saying positive things about the Republicans because they realize that, you know, you should be able to defend yourself.
Exactly. The Republicans are the only one that are defending them. I mean, there was nothing said at the DNC. They're not interested in all this stuff. This all serves their agenda to destroy and forget about fundamentally transforming America anymore. I mean, it's just going to be a very coarse change here is what the Democratic Socialists would like to see happen with a 21st century America. And it's up to the voters to say, and it's not going to happen. You know, we've already gone through enough of this stuff. But it's clear this is what Democratic leadership brings you. I mean, there's a clear delineation, Jerry, after all is said and done.
Is. There is a clear. Aren't you glad you live in Florida? I'm so glad I live in Florida.
Yes, every
day. I'm so glad Ron DeSantis is our governor. I'm so glad that the vote wasn't stolen from him, as some attempted to do in Broward County in November and December of whatever of 2018. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe. But people need to realize when it comes to vote theft. And that is every vote that's stolen is a vote taken away from you.
Exactly, exactly.
It's neat. If there's no cheating at all, Bill Gates' vote is just one vote, and in contradiction, a homeless person who's legally, lawfully, you know, casts his ballot, his vote is just as equal as Bill Gates' vote.
Exactly, that's the way it should be.
That's cool, if there's no cheating. But the problem is, you know, as I wrote in one of my columns, if the left is so great, why do they often have to cheat to win? Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, let's have no cheating. I think, can't we all agree on that? No, I guess not, because some people want power versus other people want to see empowerment for the people themselves.
At any means is what Lindsey Graham.
Empowerment.
Exactly, without a doubt. You wrote about the Church of the Woke is believing a modern myth. Explain that to our audience. We've got about 2.5 minutes left here.
Okay. The modern myth is that in Ferguson in 2014, Michael Brown, the man that was shot by the policeman, the modern myth is that he was walking away from the policeman, and he said, "Hands up, don't shoot." He put up his hands, and the policeman shot him in the back and killed him. And as opposed to what actually happened, according to all the different police, and this went to trial and everything, all the different reports, apparently Michael Brown charged the policeman and was going for his gun, and the policeman shot him in the head, and that stopped the charge. That prevented him from getting his gun and him killing him. But you see sometimes, even there in St. Louis, when the unruly mob was at the Mikulski house, you can see somebody with a T-shirt that says, "Hands up, don't shoot."
Yep.
Hands up, don't shoot is a gigantic myth. And a couple weeks ago, there was a virtual prayer service of the Church of the Woke, that's what I call them, that were all singing by candlelight, and they were all singing, "Hands up, don't shoot me." And it's like, wow, this is all based on falsehoods.
Right.
And so I wrote about it, and I even quoted somebody from within the Washington Post who looked into all the details and said, look, there is real police brutality against blacks, but don't promote this narrative because it's not true.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like the Trayvon Martin hoax and, the attorney, Benjamin Crump, who continues to cycle back. He's involved with another recent incident as well. And to me, he has no credibility because of what happened with Trayvon Martin, what they did in exchanging witnesses, how he still has his law license is beyond me. But this is, what happens when you start making room and allocation for a lie, it just takes over, doesn't it? It just infects everything.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
That's how dangerous.
America, we need a revival.
Amen. Exactly. And repentance before revival must come,
amen,
as you said earlier, Dr. Newcomb. Appreciate you being with us. He's the author of American Amnesia, the on-air host and senior producer for D. James Kennedy Ministries. Dr. Jerry Newcomb has been our guest. Jerry, take care. God bless. Appreciate it.
You too. Thank you now. Bye-bye.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America's Keep the Change program, which helps consumers save by rounding up purchases to the nearest dollar and transferring change from their checking into their savings account, is celebrating its 15th anniversary this September. Christian Baumfalk, savings product executive at Bank of America, says the program enables consumers to save while spending without any extra effort.
Saving automatically is one of the smartest ways to reach your financial goals, and our Keep the Change program is a convenient way to make everyday purchases part of your overall plan. Whether you're just starting out on your savings journey or have been saving for years, Bank of America has the tools and expertise to help you reach your financial goal.
Since its inception, Keep the Change has helped more than 23 million customers save nearly $15 billion. Begin your savings journey and learn more at bankofamerica.com/keepthechange. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/keepthechange.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first of four nights of celebrating the Republican Party and its nominee, President Trump, for re-election in the record books now. Among several speakers, former football star Herschel Walker took offense about anyone suggesting that President Trump is a racist.
He shows how much he cares about social justice in the black community through his actions. And his action speaks louder than stickers or slogans on a jersey.
Officials say fire conditions in Northern California could get a lot worse today. Already not good, with hundreds of fires breaking out in recent days. The region will be seeing temperatures now in the 90s, erratic winds of up to 65 miles an hour, and thunderstorms that could produce more dry lightning, especially early today. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, we've been talking a lot about, the solution to COVID-19 and the controversy between hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir. And I've always said, follow the money. This is the thing that we've learned about life in America. There's plenty of greed to go around, and at a time when you think that we should be working together to solve a problem as easy as possible, if I might say that, why have we chosen to make things so complicated? Well, I have been seeking a voice of reason for quite a while to address this issue. Because there's a lot of opinion flying around, and people don't know who to trust anymore. You know, one minute Dr. Fauci says one thing, and another thing, and that's not to necessarily discredit Dr. Fauci, although I think there's maybe some hidden conflicts that we're not fully aware of, because such is the bureaucracy in our government that we've learned to be cautious about, and so that could possibly be in play. But I think that we need to be reasonable and pause for just a moment and try to get, some quality information and truth about what's going on with COVID. And I'm grateful for Dr. James Todaro, who joins us now. And he says, in the history of medicine, no single drug has been so singularly attacked by the media, World Health Organization, government officials, and institutional health experts as hydroxychloroquine. I guess the question, Dr. Todaro, is why?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, it's a great question. So anyone that's been following hydroxychloroquine in this pandemic knows that something is not right with the way that hydroxychloroquine is really attacked from the get-go. And we're not talking about just Dr. Fauci or maybe even academic scientists or institutional scientists. We're talking about the highest levels of medicine, talking about the Lancet, which is one of the most prestigious medical journals. We're talking about the World Health Organization. And so the question is, as you ask, why is hydroxychloroquine being attacked so aggressively? And there's a couple kind of arguments for that. A lot of people, I think, immediately interpreted it to be a political battle, because ever since the President of the United States first mentioned hydroxychloroquine, it almost became kind of his drug of choice versus maybe the left-wing media drug of choice, which seemed like remdesivir. But I think that there's something bigger going on behind the scenes even. And I think it's, as you say, follow the money. You know, there's this kind of extent beyond politics. We're talking about tens and hundreds of billions of dollars that is being, that could be potentially made in profits and revenue off a successful therapy for COVID-19. And whether this be remdesivir, which has kind of a very lackluster performance in those studies, despite Dr. Fauci seeming very excited initially, and then a vaccine. I mean, if we're talking about a vaccine and, you know, vaccinating most of, you know, America and then most of the world, we're talking about tens to hundreds of billions of dollars over a few years, especially if they're, as they're talking about, this vaccine might need to be repeated every few months because of antibodies waxing and waning. And so the, in my article, which I think is maybe what one referenced earlier, I wrote about specifically Gilead and Gilead's vested interest in hydroxychloroquine not working. And the reason I picked them is because they had the most to immediately gain from hydroxychloroquine's failure. They're really kind of seen as competing drugs. And, you know, when the president first mentioned hydroxychloroquine, he called both remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine game changers. And it was very interesting because when he made that announcement on March 19th, no one had really heard of hydroxychloroquine. We had just released the first paper on it a few days earlier, and that was widely disseminated, but it still hadn't really reached mainstream media. So when the president dropped that bombshell announcement that hydroxychloroquine was in the game, Gilead's stock fell about $21 billion. So it raised about $21 billion from its market cap when it looked like there was a new player in the ring and remdesivir wasn't the only potential candidate.
Plus, you're talking about a very inexpensive drug. What, about $10 a dose versus thousands of dollars, right?
Even less than $10 a dose. It's probably close to about $10 for a treatment course. Right. It's an off-patent drug. You know, you can't make money off this drug. We tried to tie, you know, investments that Trump has into, like, you know, drug manufacturer, but it's really made by over 10 manufacturers in the U.S. That's why even the Sanofi and the ones who manufacture hydroxychloroquine aren't even actually interested in promoting the drug because they can't make money off it either. Everyone is interested in either a vaccine or a patented therapeutic for it.
Again, follow the money, right? I mean, and that's amazing because all we're looking for here, number one, to do no harm, and number two, if we can save lives. And anecdotally, I mean, I'm in the West Coast right now. I'm generally based in Florida, and there was an early anecdotal report of a man saying goodbye to his family. I think this was back in March, and he says goodbye to his family, and as a last ditch effort, he takes hydroxychloroquine with Azithromax and zinc. And 2 hours later, he's up in bed, and he's alive.
Yeah,
and you hear lots of stories like that, and then all of a sudden, I hear Neil Cavuto losing his skull talking about some report that people are dying, and I'm going, wait a minute, where did that come from?
Yeah, it's been incredible that they've been able to take this 65-year-old drug that was FDA approved since 1955 and used billions of times. And actually brand it not only as ineffective, but actually going so far as claiming it's dangerous. And when I alluded to that study that was published, you know, in the Lancet, which is a prestigious medical journal, basically the Bible for doctors when it comes to what is, you know, medicine. And they published that, you know, most of the people's reports on hydroxychloroquine being harmful actually come from that fraudulent study that was quickly retracted by the Lancet. Because since then, there really has not been any good studies showing that it is actually dangerous. So
and people still quote that, James. That's the problem.
They do.
It really got traction, and you tell people. I was just in a conversation with some people last night, and they were, you know, saying, I go, no, that was retracted. Well, I didn't read that.
Right. That's the thing. Is the news of this article coming out showing hydroxychloroquine was so splashed across headlines everywhere, and then it was amplified even further when the World Health Organization quickly suspended all of its clinical trials in hydroxychloroquine. So the message that was sent out to the world was, this medication is too dangerous even for a clinical trial. And that's what people remember. They remember being dangerous. They don't really remember why. They might not remember the exact study, but that's what they remember. And then, sure, of course, 2 weeks later, you know, put up a little article saying, oh, by the way, that article was retracted. That didn't continue the exposure. And so people don't remember that.
James, you mentioned World Health Organization. I mean, how much credibility do they have? I mean, you know, I'm insulted that Facebook is using them as a standard, or YouTube, and if you say anything that is in conflict with the WHO, you're shadow banned, you're canceled. You know, doctors out of Bakersfield who did some early studies and had a lot of anecdotal information and positive experience with hydroxychloroquine, they were canceled. Others, and the statement from, I believe it was Facebook, was that, yeah, it was Zuckerberg, because he said that their standard was the World Health Organization. If you said anything that didn't agree with the WHO, then they deemed it to be, deemed it to be incorrect and dangerous, and so you could not publish and say anything about it in Facebook.
Yeah, it's egregious. So this is both Facebook, so Mark Zuckerberg, as well as the CEO of YouTube, made an announcement a few months ago that anything that was said that was not in line with what the World Health Organization was saying was subject, could be subject to removal. And, I mean, I just look at the evidence. That's all I've done. If you go through my Twitter feed, which is where I publish most of my thoughts, it's entirely evidence-based. And so just look at what the World Health Organization has said from the beginning. So initially, there was no human-to-human transmission. Okay, well, that was clearly wrong, and there were a lot of scientists there who knew that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they didn't do travel bans. And so whether those are good or not maybe is an argument, but they were first against them, then later for them. They were first against masks, now they're for masks. Like, when have they actually had an early opinion on this pandemic and been right about it?
And it's been consistent.
Totally wrong.
Exactly.
Where they flip-flopped.
Right. And it's, and you know, Doctor, I don't have so much a problem with people being able to say, hey, look, we got new information, let's change. But let's be upfront about it. Let's be honest about it. But unfortunately, this has become so weaponized and political that we're doing it at a cost of lives, and that's very dangerous. Dr. Todaro, how can people be in touch with you?
Best way is to follow me on Twitter. That's where I put a lot of my thoughts. It's James Todaro, M.D. So James, T-O-D-A-R-O-M-D. And I have direct messages open, so anyone can send me a message.
Well, I look forward to having you back, because we got to stay on top of this. I appreciate the help and all the information. Be well.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Rachel Alexander joins us right now, the recovering attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post, and we're going to be talking about when can you refuse to bake a cake? I mean, it's interesting that we're asking that question right now, Rachel Alexander. I mean, it used to be a pretty academic question and answer, but now it's gotten real complicated, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, some people can refuse to bake a cake and other people can't. And we've got this guy who's come forward named David. I don't have my computer coming up, but his name is David. And
David Gordon?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, right, here we go.
And he had decided to go into a lesbian bakery and ask them to make him a cake that says homosexuality is a gravely evil sin. And so they refused to make him the cake. And what makes this story even weirder is the mainstream media won't accurately report that. Mainstream media says that the bakery did comply and did make the cake. But in reality, not only did they not put the lettering on the cake, they put a bunch of rainbows all over the cake to rub it into him.
Right. Now, this stands in contrast to the infamous Christian baker who, you know, has been in and out of you know, court and, you know, fundraising in order to offset the expenses to battle his lawsuit. And we're talking, about the Christian baker, Jack. What was Jack's last name? I all of a sudden it slipped me. Maybe you can help me.
I know, I'm bad with last name.
We're not doing good here right now. We did get David Gordon, and I've only reported on him so often that his name should be absolutely burnt into my consciousness. But nonetheless, you know what I'm talking about here is that you know, he went through all kinds of hell and what have you because of a refusal, you know, standing on his Christian beliefs, happy to do anything else, but when it came to a wedding cake, he said, no can do. Well, that was a big problem there in I believe, in Colorado.
Yeah, you're correct. And I Googled it. It's Jack Phillips.
Yes.
It's ridiculous because, you know, they're trying to compare it to national origin, race, you know, gender, you know, you can't discriminate against those things. But there is a big difference. You know, in those cases, you know, people were refusing to service them at all, or they were completely firing them, or something like that. In this case, it's just one year, tiny, small service to gays. These bakers will service gays in any other way. They just don't want to make a wedding cake because it gets them so intimately involved in the process. And
exactly.
There should be some, you know, a way to carve out an exception here, especially since we're talking about the First Amendment, religious liberty, and one of the anti-discrimination aspects itself is religion.
Yeah, but we know people of faith, particularly Christians, have been targeted nonstop here. One of the other questions, even as this was going on, is that, hey, what would happen if you went into a Muslim bakery and asked to make a same-sex wedding cake? Well, as you report, you've got a YouTube entertainer, Steven Crowder, who did just that. What happened?
Absolutely nothing. These Muslim bakers, a bunch of them refused to make the gay cake, and crickets from the media, and those Muslim bakeries never got in trouble, never had lawsuits against them. Even though this video was very popular on YouTube, I mean, he's a very popular entertainer.
Right.
It went absolutely nowhere, which I just think is so hypocritical considering, you know, a lot of these Muslim countries are, you know, executing gays, and it's a crime in most Muslim countries.
So here it is, Muslims 10, Christians 0. And, you know, we keep getting pummeled. And so where is the Christian community? Where is the outrage and the pushback on this? Is that, look at if, you know, if Christians are going to be, you know, subjected to these kind of harassment lawsuits, I mean, this was pretty expensive. And, you know, and I think of, you know, the one couple, I think they were in Oregon, and she was baking, you know, muffins. I mean, this is what she wanted to do. And you really feel for her. And I interviewed her and her husband on several occasions. And, you know, what hurt me more than anything else, Rachel, is you think of somebody who has a dream and a want to start a business, and they do so with all this good intent, and then they get submarined by their city and an aggressive, you know, AG or whatever that wants to disturb and steal away their dream. I mean, now she's gone from, you know, a business that was providing for her family, and she's been basically, her business has been killed as a result of all this.
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, a lot of these people go into, you know, photography, baking, becoming a florist. They don't think anything about, you know, their Christian views regarding homosexuality. And so why should this, you know, small sliver issue come in and ruin their entire business, their entire life, their entire reputation? I mean, you're essentially asking these people to perform an act that doesn't agree with their worldview. And that's not what the anti-discrimination laws were meant to address. They were supposed to address, you know, you refuse to do a business with somebody. They weren't expected, okay, now we're going to make you do this in compliance with, you know, our beliefs.
Exactly. Well, and unless there's any kind of serious pushback, then let me say this. You've got to know, under a Biden-Harris administration, you're going to get more of the same. I mean, Little Sisters of the Poor, they were able to dodge a bullet here with a Supreme Court decision, but all this stuff comes back into the crosshairs under a Biden-Harris administration, does it not?
It does. And, you know, I always remember, you know, when Obama was first running for president and, you know, we saw the scare commercials saying this is what America's going to be like underneath Obama. And, you know, and I used to think back then, okay, you know, you guys are just trying to scare people into voting. Well, we saw what happened underneath an Obama administration. There were a lot of really scary things that were put into place. And so when we're talking, you know, it's going to be scary underneath Biden and Kamala, who, you know, is the most liberal member of the Senate. This stuff is really coming, and we haven't even seen, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, what are they going to do against us Christians next?
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, I was referring to, Melissa. Her name was Melissa, and she had Sweet Cakes by Melissa. And she was one, you know, and sat in front of me. I mean, you know, her and her husband. And it was just heartbreaking to see what was happening, you know, to their business. And, you know, she had an organ. She was in Oregon. And she refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. And, you know, here it is. I mean, the order comes down. Her business is shut down. These are, the Kleins, the Klein family, that they've been subjected to this. And this is going on. But yet, you know, as you reported, you know, not the case for, I guess, any other business that's non-Christian.
Yeah, it's a really bad double standard that's going on, and all I can hope is, you know, there are some gays speaking out and saying, you've got to let these Christian bakers, you know, exercise their freedom of conscience, because what if they start finally coming after us and saying, okay, you gays have to, you know, bake this cake that, you know, Gordon had requested.
Exactly. Yeah, and so why isn't that a problem? And, you know, they come back with a cake, you know, with some symbols, you know, you said loaded with rainbows and what have you, to pretty much tell them, you know, stick it in your ear. It ain't going to happen, you know. But if it had been the other way around and it was a Christian baker that did that sort of thing and maligned them, oh, my goodness, we'd be hearing about it nonstop.
Oh, exactly. It's a double standard. And, you know, you mentioned that we're not standing up for our own. In this area, it's been a little surprising. You have seen these conservative legal organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom and First Liberty stepping up and defending them. And that's, I think, the reason why Sweet Cakes by Melissa and the Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado so far have actually ducked a lot of this. You know, they've gone all the way to the Supreme Court. In the Supreme Court, they haven't decided on the merits, but, you know, they said, okay, you need to look and see if there was bias from a government against these two cake shops. And they did find bias in one of the cases. Supreme Court itself did.
Well, and the thing is, we can also be thankful for those that contributed to their defense fund. I mean, because this is not cheap. I mean, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars can mount up very quickly to defend yourself. But this is where people of faith need to come alongside others who are being persecuted so that they have a fair shot at this, right?
They do. And this really concerns me because there are other areas related to this where conservative Christian organizations aren't stepping up and defending them. And you probably know the case, for example, of Bobby Lopez.
Yes.
Who, yeah, you know, he's a former LGBT member, and he was teaching at a Southern Baptist seminary. And because he was speaking against LGBT, they fired him instead of, like, you know, shielding him from these LGBT people complaining.
Well, this is part of the problem, is that when you do not have a conviction of your beliefs, you're going to be run over by the storms of the culture. And guess what? The storms, they are a-coming, and they're going to continue to come until there's finally enough pushback to say this is unacceptable. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's the bottom line. Rachel Alexander. Rachel, how can people be in touch with you?
You can visit my website, intellectualconservative.com, or follow me on Twitter at @Rach_IC.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated.